Welcome back to Silver Lake TV. This is John Papa, and today I have a guest with me from the Resources Team, Dipesh.
Yeah.
Manani.
Exactly. You got it right.
I'm getting better at names around here.
Definitely.
So, and we're going to be talking about how RIA services can expose different endpoints.
Exactly. So, a little background on myself. I'm a program manager on the RIA services team. And what I'm going to do here today is actually take the Book Club app that we did in the keynote and actually expose different endpoints. By default, it has this box binary endpoint on it, but we're going to actually customize and configure domain services to expose SOAP, JSON, or data endpoints.
Right.
Or just adding some config file settings, and you should have multiple clients talking to your same domain service.
Okay, so even though this is the same app we showed at the keynote for the start launch, it's a completely different way to go about doing it.
Go about doing it, talking to different clients, because this, as you all know, that RIA service is actually rich, has a rich client experience in SolarLite, but there has been asked about WPF or Windows Mobile. You know, how do I go talk about that? We do realize that there is an ask for it, and given the time frame, we can only deliver for SolarLite, but we're looking at other clients, evaluating them as well, and we actually decided that we provided a way for you to go do it, at least at a very bare minimum, that you can actually talk and submit changes and, you know, read data off it. You don't get the rich client experience, but you do get some experience.
So you can access RIA services, domain services from Excel,
exactly,
Ajax,
exactly,
WPF, Windows Phone,
exactly,
your house,
my house, my microwave,
your microwave,
exactly.
You heard it here first. So cool, great, and just so everybody knows as well, Dipesh, I thank you very much for helping me out with the keynote presentation at Silverlight launch. You and Jeff Hanley were excellent.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you. So yeah, show us what you gotta.
So you guys are all familiar with the Book Club application. This was done at the keynote. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to dig into details of how to create it or how it's used. I think you did a great, fantastic job of displaying RIA services there. What I'm actually going to do is go back into my project, and I'm going to basically say, add a new domain service. And what I'm going to do is basically expose an OData endpoint. Out of the box, RIA services has an OData endpoint, which you can easily enable by adding a domain service and actually clicking on this expose OData endpoint.
Okay, so tell me real quick here. OData is what now?
It's the same thing as WCF data services. You're familiar with Astoria. It's basically a REST-based ATOM protocol.
So it's going to expose a REST-based service from the domain service.
Domain services. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to hit cancel here because I've already gone ahead and done this for the project we did. And what it really does is basically adds this section called section group.
Okay.
It's basically saying that I'm adding a new section on the service system, not service model, called domain services. It's just basic stuff which you would do to extend this.
And that way RIA services will now be able to read this domain services section.
Domain service section. And what I've done here is I've actually added a new endpoint called OData, which is basically of type coming from our system domain services are hosting that OData DLL, and it's called OData Endpoint Factory. You can see this.
Okay.
And what I'm going to do is I'm just going to go ahead and compile this guy.
And that's all you did when you added the service?
That's all I did, was added that check, click that checkbox, and actually did that for me. And one more thing it did was actually, sorry, my bad, was it actually added a is default query on my domain service. So if you go here, it actually adds query is default equals to true. So this tells the OData protocol that this is the default query. Go ahead and pull data against
this. Right, because in REST-based syntax, in the URI, you're asking for a book.
Exactly.
Or books, whatever happens
exactly.
to be.
Exactly. So what I'm going to do here is actually go into Excel. There's a Power Pivot plugin that you can add to Excel. You can download it. And I'm actually just going ahead and create a Power Pivot window. And I'm going to say from data feeds. And what I'm going to do here is I'm just going to bring up this dialog and enter a URL. In my case, I've already pre-populated, so you can see it's the same.
Yeah, show us that URL real quick.
So I'll just expand the URL. It's localhost, my port number, services, and it's the bookshelf web, which is my web project.
Which is just a long service SCC name.
SCC name, because RIA services technically is a WCF service.
Right.
It's just that you don't see it because it's created on the runtime for you.
Now, the endpoint at the end here says OData. That's got to match whatever's the name inside the web config.
Web config.
Okay.
And I'm just going to go hit
next.
That's
not, you could have called it Fred.
I could call it anything. I hit next. It actually queries the data. Let's give it a few minutes. It's basically,
it's got a long trip to your server.
Yeah. And it actually imports the data. Once it's done importing, I'm actually going to.
So it got the data, now it's importing it.
Now it's importing, and it says success 56 rows transferred. So what I'm going to do here is hit close, and actually you can see this is the same data from my Book Club application.
Right. So if you pull down the title, there's John Papa.
Yep. There's John Papa, and data-driven service with SQLite 2. So it was very easy, as you can see, it's very easy to expose an OData endpoint using Rio services, and then we actually have inbuilt support in the product.
And that still supports the same things OData normally does with the updates and the queries.
So the V1, our story is only read-only.
It's read-only too.
And it doesn't have full link support as well. So okay. We're going to look to add that in our next release.
Great.
But update is something also which is going to be added. So it's only read-only.
And that's available today.
That's available today. And then so that's one of the things. Now I want to probably expose a SOAP endpoint, you know, like just an XML serializer, use it to talk to a WPF app or do add service reference. I can actually do that.
So with the SOAP, that's a good point. You've got OData. We're talking about SOAP now.
Right.
The clients, how would you choose which client to choose to talk to SOAP or
OData? So if you want to talk to a WPF application, you want to do just basic add service reference, you can actually use SOAP endpoint. If you want the REST-based protocols and your client has understanding for that, you use the OData, but we have a limited support for it. And then we have the JSON endpoint if you want to talk to an AJAX client or a JSON serializer, basically, use the JSON. So what I'm going to do is go back to my web config, and I'm actually going to uncomment this line. So the key part here is this support is not built in the product, so you have to download a Rio Services toolkit for it,
okay,
which exposes this Microsoft.ServiceModel.DomainServices.Hosting.
Okay.
That's one DLL which has a SOAP endpoint and a JSON endpoint. So you can just basically add that as a reference to your project.
There's no checkbox for SOAP or JSON,
yeah.
But the OData is built into
it. It's built in. So you can just add a reference to it, to the DLL, and just basically add this web config setting.
This might be a good tie-in to the web PI. I saw recently the web PI now has Silverlight built into it, which has Rio Services. So is the toolkit built into that as well?
Exactly. So we actually just added it recently. Tim actually did a great job getting it up there, and it's part of the toolkit, so you can
Tim
get
Heuer,
it.
Yeah.
Tim Heuer.
So that's excellent. So anybody who wants to use what we're talking about right now, they already have the DLLs, whether you know it or not, if you use the web PI.
Exactly, if you use the web PI. And I'm just going to go ahead and uncomment my SOAP and JSON endpoint.
Great.
And I'm just going to save it and just compile the project.
And again, these don't have to be named SOAP, JSON, and OData. They could be
named anything.
That's the name reference that you're going to be referring to.
Exactly.
Right.
So build succeeded. Now what I'm going to do is basically switch over to my mobile application. I've created a mobile application. It's, as you can see, it's Visual Studio 2010 Phone Express.
Okay.
And what I'm going to do is I'm going to just go add service reference. And as you can see, I'm just going
to
do...
It's great that it automatically knows which service you want to go to.
Yeah, I actually did this before, so that's why it's there. And I'm just going to hit go. Okay. And it's actually going to ping my domain service, SOAP endpoint. As you can see, it exposes the get books of the day, get books, these are my query methods. But the difference is they have submit changes. I just have one function for submit changes, and I have to provide it a create a change set on my side. And actually, there's good examples to go through that. But I'm just going to quickly show you how to get.
So you're saying submit changes, it doesn't generate the code for you. You have to.
It creates a method for you, it creates a proxy for you, but you have to create the chain set. Like how. In Silverlight, we have this rich client experience
right.
Where we create a chain set, we push it through, and that's what this
submit
is.
Submit changes is just a stub.
Yeah.
You have to fill it in.
And I'm just going
to
call it. Book club service. I'm just going to hit add.
You're okay. Not going to misspell it like I did in the keynote, did
no.
you?
No, you actually okay. didn't. You actually did it in the dry run.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And as you can see, it's added my references there, and it's created a config file and config for me. And I'm just going to go here, and I'll just say book club service dot book club service to a client, and I'm just going to declare it here so I can have access to it.
See, now I got you buzzed out about some misspelling.
Yes, you did. And client, and I'm just going to new it up. So as you can see, this is familiar WCF proxy that you created. Like, there's no learning curve if you're familiar with WCF. And
this is just a regular WCF service.
This is just a regular service. In fact, I'm not going to write any Rio services. I'm just going to write WCF service here. So what I'm going to do here is expand this guy, and I'm going to say client.getCategories. Completed. I'm just going to set up the event handler.
Right.
And what I'm going to do here, I'm actually just going to go ahead and call client.getCategory. Actually, I did the wrong one there.
Get by category ID async?
Yeah, that's what I wanted to do.
And I think you got the wrong completed here.
Yeah, I got the wrong completed event handler, but I'll just do this. I'll just do client.get.
There you go.
Right. And what I'm going to do next is basically I have a list box already defined, and I'm just going to say category list box dot item source equals to e dot results dot root results.
And normally you'd want to put some kind of error handling in.
Error handling, exactly. What I'm doing here is just binding the root results to my listbox's domain item source.
Right.
And I'm just going to go ahead and say listbox category got selected index. I'm just going to say just select the first guy.
Right.
Right?
So again, if you had, you'd want to say some kind of error handling, and then you want to say make sure there's at least one item, selected index, etc.
So then what I've done is basically I've gone ahead and created a listbox category, selection change event. Or you go ahead and define that. As you can see, it's nothing right now.
Right.
And I'm just going to go here, copy this code.
Because as you know, all good developers pre-write their code.
Exactly.
Tomorrow line.
Right. And let's see, this should... Oops.
Yeah, I think we named it something different.
Yeah, I named something different here.
Yep, book club service.
That should do it. And what I'm doing here is basically setting up, I have the separate method on my domain server that says get books by category ID. And I'm just listing, creating an event for it, getting the type from the list box, getting the category ID, and querying it, basically.
So once they select the category, you're going to go out and get the books.
Exactly. And what I'm going to do here is basically go here.
It's a good thing you already implemented that,
exactly.
Huh?
Exactly. And I'm just going to say this.bookslistbox.itemsource e.result.rootResult. And as you see, this is all familiar WCF proxy for you, and all you need to do is just, if you're familiar with it, just add service reference and you can talk to domain service.
So a good point here is you mentioned, you just showed root results. There's also include results.
Include results.
Tell us what the difference is between those
two.
So
if you're familiar, if you looked at the keynote app, there's a book of the day, which is I'm using that as an example. And if you looked at the metadata for it, the table for it, it had just a book ID and it had the day.
Right.
Now, if
not very useful.
Not very useful. So you want to display the book. And what you can do is in RIA services, you can actually say dot include books. And what that is actually goes in and tells RIA services when you're returning the results of book of the day, go ahead and include the results.
And you do that server-side.
You can do that server-side.
Right.
And that included results is that, actually.
Okay, so root results in that case would just get the book of the day.
And the included results would get the book of the day.
And the book.
Books, yeah.
But you still have to do the include on the server-side.
Yes, exactly.
Great, okay.
And I'm just going to go ahead and compile this application. As you can see, this is a Windows Phone emulator. And it's a little, it's in the CDP, these are the CDP bits, so it's a little slow, but it's getting
gotcha.
The emulator takes some time, it actually does. What it does is it actually loads up an image, and it has a VM image, which it tries to load up and bring stuff out there.
Right.
So as you can see, this is very simple. I could do this for my WPF app, I could do add service reference for my WPF app, or a WinForms app, or any application that I want to write, and actually consume it using that.
And this all works in the public bits that people have right now.
Exactly.
So today, when people ask me, can you use RIA services with Windows Phone, with WPF? Yes,
exactly.
You can.
Yes, you can.
Using these other endpoints.
Exactly. You just install the toolkit, you go add the service reference, expose it as in the web config.
Right.
Go to add service reference and use it.
Okay.
Actually, this is...
So, here, I was just about to give up on it. Maybe it'll appear.
It will appear. It's a little sluggish. I should have... So yeah, Windows Phone, you can do it. You have all the whole programming model, so you can actually... Windows Phone, obviously, all knows a Silverlight application as well.
Right.
So you get the whole Silverlight 3 goodness out there. Yes, we realize that RIA service is not in full-fledged, but it's getting there. So as you can see, it's pulling in the categories.
Categories are across the top.
And there's the books right here. I can go to technology, and it's going to bring the books. Here's your book. And you can see details of it, basically, from a Windows Phone application.
Excellent.
So this is the same service, domain service that I've exposed, which is now exposed through a Silverlight client, through an Excel spreadsheet, through a Windows Phone application. Now, what if I wanted to create an Ajax app? I've actually gone ahead and created one.
An Ajax, primarily for if you're doing some kind of you want to do an Ajax application, you want to use JSON?
JSON's, basically, and what I've done is basically I've said add new endpoint, which uses a JSON endpoint factory.
And again, this is one of those that's in the toolkit.
It's in the toolkit. So basically, you just add reference to it over here. You
that's can not see. The Silverlight toolkit, that's the RIA
Services. RIA
Services
toolkit. Right. I just added a reference to this DLL, Microsoft.ServiceModel.DomainServices.Hosting, and I actually get this goodness out of there. The toolkit actually has more components. It has the ASP.NET domain data source, it has the dynamic data, it has this WCF client proxy generation. If you have a WCF service,
right.
Other than a domain service, it actually generates the proxy for you and your client. So, toolkit has a bunch of components. I've actually blogged about some of the features there, so be sure to check it out there. And what I'm going to do here is I've actually gone ahead and created a Ajax page, which uses the JSON endpoint, as you can see.
Again, at the end, it'll say JSON, and then it'll do get books, get categories, whatever it happens to be.
And what I'm going to do here is I'm just going to say view in browser. I've already gone ahead and created it. It's basically using the same. There's nothing I have to do. It's just familiar.
You just have to uncomment that line in the web config, which it doesn't come by default. You have to type
if you add it, but it'll be easier. So what I've done is I've created an AJAX application. I have a button called query. And when I could query, it actually brings the data from the domain service. As you can see, here's your book. And yeah, I've just gone ahead and sorted, add sort in it. But this is...
Right.
So yeah, basically what I've shown you is you can create a domain service which has rich client support in Silverlight, but if you have needs to have other clients like Windows Mobile, Excel, WinForms, WPF, AJAX, you can actually go ahead and have your application talk to those service, the domain service.
This means you could also use RIA services for a client that's not .NET as well.
Exactly. Like,
for example, using the REST-based OData.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So, yeah.
I appreciate that. So the logical next question is then, we talked about a couple things here. When will support come for OData updates?
So that's in our next release. I don't have the schedule right now, so I can't say when that is, but it's something that we're tracking high. And let's see how
we've heard your feedback, and we will look into it.
Exactly. You heard your feedback, and we'll look into it.
And excellent. I had to ask you on that. And is also having rich client access in something like Windows Phone 7. What are the plans for that?
So the Windows Phone 7 is an interesting one. We're still evaluating where that means, what it means to get RIA services in there, and how RIA services fits in the big picture. We're still in the early stages of evaluating that. And we would definitely love to hear your feedback. Like most of the viewers, I want to
not mine, but theirs.
Yes, exactly. Yes. Their feedback.
They don't want my feedback.
What kind of application they're developing, and that will help push the direction. And you know, just understand what people are trying to build, because what you can do in Silverlight as a full-fledged application doesn't mean that you want to do that in the Windows Phone.
Right, right.
So we want to understand what the scenarios are, and we're actually trying to shell out those right now. We're going through the process. We're still evaluating, as I said.
And Windows Phone 7, to be fair, is still evolving.
It's a still evolving technology. It's an evolving platform. I'm actually really excited about it.
Right.
I actually tried a RIA services app in that. I had a friend who gave me a device, so I tried it out.
I'll have to see behind stage here what we can do about that.
Exactly.
Well, thank you very much for coming on, Dipesh. I appreciate all your help with the keynote, and I appreciate the demonstration here. And thank you, everybody, for watching Silverlight TV. All right.